Israel and Hamas may be able to reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal within 1 or 2 weeks, but such an agreement is not likely to be secured in just a day's time, a senior Israeli official said. Speaking during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, the official said that if the two sides agree to a proposed 60-day ceasefire, Israel would use that time to offer a permanent ceasefire that would require the Hamas to disarm. If Hamas refuses, we'll proceed with military operations in Gaza, the official said, on condition of anonymity. Moreover, Hamas has agreed to release 10 Israeli hostages as part of its flexibility to reach a Gaza ceasefire agreement. Hamas continues its intensive and responsible efforts to ensure the success of the ongoing round of negotiations, striving to reach a comprehensive agreement that ends the aggression against our people, secures the free and safe entry of humanitarian aid, and alleviates the worsening suffering in the Gaza Strip, the group said in a statement. In its commitment to the success of the current efforts, the movement has shown the necessary flexibility and agreed to release 10 prisoners. Hamas said key issues, including the flow of aid, withdrawal of Israeli forces from the enclave, and real guarantees for a lasting ceasefire, remain under discussion. Premature babies at risk in Gaza. More than 100 premature babies in Gaza face imminent danger as fuel shortages cripple hospitals amid Israel's months-long siege, officials warned. Read: U.S. imposes sanctions on UN's Francesca Albanese over Israel's criticism. At Al-Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest medical facility, Director Mohammed Abu Samia issued a dire appeal, stating that oxygen supplies, dialysis machines, and blood banks were on the verge of shutting down. The hospital will cease to be a place of healing and will become a graveyard for those inside, he said. Another 350 dialysis patients are also at risk as the blockade tightens and electricity sources dwindle. The fuel crisis threatens to collapse Gaza's healthcare infrastructure, already overstretched by relentless Israeli airstrikes and restricted humanitarian access. In Gaza City's Sabra neighborhood, the humanitarian toll became painfully personal for Ayat al-Sardi, whose premature twin boys were born in April. After 40 days in neonatal intensive care, she lost one child, Ahmed, to malnutrition. His twin, Mazen, still clings to life. I could not even visit them in the hospital, said the 25-year-old mother, describing the loss as unbearable. Her twins were conceived after years of failed pregnancies and medical treatments. My heart died with him, she added. Israel's war on Gaza. At least 24 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across Gaza since dawn, according to hospital sources cited by Al Jazeera Arabic. Most of the casualties were reportedly women and children, with the highest number of deaths occurring in center,